Good morning, Pym Arts High School. Today's date is Thursday, April 15th, 2021. This is Mr. Leaf with your morning announcements. Word of the day. Alex Stoner's word of the day is geocentrism, which is the once popular belief that the Earth is a center of everything. Geocentrism. April No Shame. Are you a regular No Shamer who hasn't submitted anything this year? Come back to us. We miss you. Submit your latest artistic endeavor to the No Shame Google Classroom to be featured on the April 30th No Shame. All submissions are due a week from Saturday, April 24th, at the end of the day. The classroom code is SXBARBV. An announcement from the English Department. The English Department would like to remind you to please return your books that have been checked out to you. Spring cleaning this weekend? It is time to round up all those missing books and bring them back to their home at school. They miss their home. Why won't you bring them home? Weather system test. Today is April 15th. In Minnesota, that means it's time for an annual test of tornado sirens. Today at 1:45 p.m. and again tonight at 6:45 p.m., there will be a test of tornado sirens in the metro area. PIM TSA. Hey, Pimsters. The PIM Transgender Student Alliance is open to all trans, non-binary, intersex, or genderqueer students and their allies. PIM TSA meets every Friday, 5th block. Hope to see you there. Today's lunch, teriyaki chicken, whole grain hamburger bun, fresh broccoli, cucumber coins, strawberry cup. These have been your morning announcements. Have a great day, everybody.
And now it's time for PIM's Daily Mindfulness Minute.
Good morning, everyone. You may have heard this word mindfulness already. It's kind of a popular term and even a buzzword these days. Perhaps you've seen an article or something written about mindfulness on social media or in a magazine, or maybe you even know someone who meditates. But at its core, mindfulness is really about training how to be in our bodies and be in our lives in the most courageous and the bravest way possible, so that we actually, through these very simple practices, can learn how to appreciate and notice all of the joys that are around us, all of the things that we have to be grateful for, and we can also learn how to stand up and not be collapsed by the difficult moments that we will all experience. So I'd like to introduce us to a simple mindful practice this morning. And we're just going to learn how to be in our bodies. It's real simple, but most of the time we walk around thinking so much that we can forget, oh, we have this body and it feels things. And so learning how to be in and stay in our bodies is one way that we can learn how to be braver, be stronger. So I'd like you to, right there in your chair, just take a moment and place one hand on your belly, or two if you'd like. And we're gonna breathe from our belly. Just take a few deep breaths. You might notice that the breathing slows down just a tad when we take deep breaths. And when we are kind of worked up about something, our breath tends to be more shallow. And so this intentional way of breathing in and out of our belly instead of up and down with our shoulders, like breathing deeply through our belly moment by moment, we can help our nervous systems re-regulate. So let's take maybe three more breaths together in your own way, just focusing on breathing in and out of your belly, keeping the shoulders down, relaxing as best you can. And see if you can notice the energy settle just a tad. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful day.